The podcast being brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Go to fuelupphydration.com/Sandy. You need a little pick-me-up in the afternoon? Don't reach for an energy drink or for a cup of coffee. Get some Fuel Up Hydration. You're going to love it. Tastes great, and it's good for you. fuelupphydration.com/Sandy. I can't wait to tell you about the woman that I met yesterday, and you're going to hear from her. She's celebrating her birthday today, and it's a very special birthday this year, but not as big as it will be next year. That's coming up in just a sec. A chance for you to win $1,000 coming up at 9 o'clock, just like Rowena did.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Makes me so happy.
Shannon also picked up $1,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And so did Frank.
I've been waiting for this call for so long.
Your first chance coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Get the keyword. Enter it into our website at 1031austin.com. And then answer your phone because you could win $1,000. Yesterday after the show, I was a little hungry, so I stopped by Jim's at 183 in McNeil. I'm sitting there eating my cowboy sandwich.
You didn't get pancakes with the whipped cream smiley face?
I got that too. But anyway, I'm eating. And then Kim, who's worked there forever, we've known Kim forever, she comes up. She goes, "That lady over there is going to celebrate a birthday tomorrow." I said, "Oh, okay, great." She goes, "She's going to be 99.
Wow, 99.
I said, "Are you kidding me? She's going to be 99 years old." And she said, "Yeah." I go, "Well, I'd like to talk to her." And she goes, I said to Kim, I said, "Well, you go over and ask her if it'd be okay if I came over and talked to her and recorded it." And she said, "Sure." So I went over there and I sat down with her. Her name is Louise.
Louise.
And her husband's name's Walter.
Louise and Walter.
And their daughter's name is Carol. Mm-hmm. And she and I had a nice visit, and we talked about what she was going to do for her birthday.
I'm going to ride my bicycle. We live in a little gated community.
Uh-huh.
And there's a circle around, you know, the street. It's a circle.
Like a cul-de-sac.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to ride my bicycle on my 100th birthday. I'm around that circle.
When was the last time you rode your bicycle?
Oh, a year.
Have you always just loved riding a bike?
I always have. I've got one of those three.
Right.
What do they call it?
A three-wheeler.
Yeah.
Just a three-wheeler.
Yeah. Yes. A three-wheeler. It's good exercise, right?
It is. That's what keeps me going is exercise. Moving.
Keep moving. That's what she said.
That's what Louise said.
Louise is going to ride her bicycle on her 100th birthday around her cul-de-sac.
But today is her 99th
today
birthday.
Today is 99.
So she's planning on her 100th birthday.
Yes, with the she's bicycle. Planning for her 100th birthday.
She's probably stretching today.
Already knows what she's going to do. Said that she's from Lancaster. And she and her husband, Walter.
Yeah.
Those two have been married for 80 years.
Ah.
80
years.
She looked at me and went, she goes, "I think I'm going to keep him." He's a World War II veteran, a CB in the Navy. He was in road and engineering construction in the Navy. He was stationed in the Philippines, and he joked, he said, "Yeah, we made the roads that the Marines fought on to get to wherever they were going."
Yeah.
Super nice guy, and their daughter Carol, and it was just great visiting with him. How often do you get a chance to talk to someone that's almost 100 years old? Right. I think old Walter might already be 100.
Oh, right.
He didn't say anything, but I'm going to tell you this much. They look good.
Because they exercise.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. They look fantastic, and I just told her I'd give her a big shout out for her birthday.
Happy birthday, Louise. Today.
She's celebrating number 99 and she's from Lancaster. Mm-hmm. Not Lancaster.
Not Lancaster, Lancaster.
I don't know where that is.
I think Pennsylvania.
No, she's from Texas.
Oh.
Lancaster, Texas. There's a Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Right. That's what I assumed.
Lancaster, Texas. I'm not sure where that is. But think about that. That woman was born in 1923.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, that would make her 99.
99. Lancaster, Texas, city in Dallas County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's from up there, born and raised. She's got great grandkids and great great grandkids.
Great, great. Wow. Yeah, I guess that's true.
When you're 99, I don't think I want to live that long.
Well, if you're healthy and sharp as a tack like Louise and Walter seem to be, why would you not?
Yeah, and he still drives.
good for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if he's a good driver, good for him.
They're very nice people. It was great meeting them. Louise, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to set a reminder on my phone, and I'm going to wish you a happy 100th birthday next year. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Hey, good morning. It's the Sandy Show brought to you by Our Bank. Our Bank is your solution for business or personal financial requirements. Find them online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Well, here we are nearly almost 2 hours into the show today, and I can't believe neither one of us have said it yet.
What?
Today's the 1st of May.
Oh, no, I know. Outdoor, you know what?
Hooray, hooray.
Starts today.
The 1st of May. Out there, Lerv starts today. I remember the first time I heard that. I remember exactly where I was the first time I heard it was at Schultz's Beer Garden. And one of my old roommate Phil's and one of his buddies, his name was Fax, F-A-X. And he was Fax before the fax machine was invented.
Like, that was his real name.
F-A-X. That was his real name.
Okay.
And he said that, hooray, hooray, the 1st of May, outdoor love begins today. So, anyway, we went nearly 2 hours without doing that, so we just did it.
I was trying to class up the show a little bit by not saying anything.
And that means it's, it's always barbecue season, but apparently there's big competition in Burnet this weekend. Mm-hmm. High school barbecue teams competing.
Yep.
And they were looking for judges.
Yep. They said they needed some people to judge for them.
I went online and I filled out the form, gave them all my contact information, told them what I wanted to judge, when I was available. Have not heard from them.
Oh, they didn't pick it. Maybe it's just too soon. You just did it yesterday, right?
Yeah, but boy, they seemed like they needed them bad. I was all for it. Go out there and judge some barbecue. That'd be fun. High school kids doing barbecue.
Wonder if you have to qualify to be a judge. I wonder if they contact you. They're like, you have to cook us something.
Yeah, my reputation precedes itself.
I think
my brisket is known across the state.
Except it's not. It really is. House.
It's better than Aaron Franklin's.
Oh, whatever, Sandy.
You don't have to wait in line for it.
You've never even had Franklin's barbecue. How do you know it's better?
Because nothing's better than mine.
You know it's good. You know what you do to make that's good? Ribs.
Yeah, I'm real good at ribs too. I'd win a contest. I'd get a blue ribbon.
You mean you might get some kind of ribbon, honorable mention or something if it went number one, but those are good ribs.
I'm waiting for the people out in Burnet to let me know if they need me. Yeah. I'm there for you.
Well, but what about all this stuff that our kid has to do this weekend while I'm out of town?
We'll get help. Takes a village, T.
Fend for herself.
I need to go out there and do my barbecue duties.
Rather than raise our child.
Well, hell, you're going out of town.
Because I've been raising her a lot lately, so I'm going to take a break.
Going up to see your boyfriend up in Dallas, huh?
I don't have a boyfriend in Dallas.
I think you do.
Two girls in Dallas.
20 years, you've gone to Dallas 4 times. Now you're going every other week.
I'm going every, I swear.
You're exercising, like you're dieting. You're getting clothes. Something's going on.
Something's happening to you. Two of my girls, who I've been friends with since we were 11, my main girls, live in the same little, I don't know what you call it, little townhome, little complex.
Community. Yeah.
You can literally stand on one front porch and see the other person's front porch. It's the beginning of our Golden Girls compound where we're going to retire, and that's who I'm going to see. Also, I do a little interior design work on the side. I have to pick up some custom bar stools that we had made in Dallas. So, two birds, one stone.
Yeah, so you're leaving.
I'm leaving. I'm going to go do the things with the girls. I'll drive. We'll get there.
So that means for the next, you're leaving Friday, right?
Friday afternoon.
All I'm going to hear from Trissa is just bitching and moaning about the drive.
Oh, I hate the drive. That's how much I love my girls, though, because they do it.
One of them's riding with you, right?
Yeah, Tasha actually is going to be in Austin, so she's going to ride back with me. But still, man, it's like you go into defensive posture on 35 driving north to Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just hazard.
Will you guys stop at Bucky's?
No, we won't stop. Because once I get in the car and I just want to get to Dallas, I want to get that stupid drive over with.
But that's a big moment as you approach the exit. It's like, should I?
Well, they give you plenty of time to think about whether or not you want to get off or not.
They're 230 miles away. They'll let you know.
Next Bucky's.
But yeah, you got to go to Bucky's.
We're not going to Bucky's.
So you're
going to
drive back by yourself?
Yes. She's taking that.
Are you bringing your boyfriend with you?
She's taking that fancy Von Lane bus down here.
Well, that's fun. I've done that.
Yeah, I've had a couple of friends who've done it. They said it's
pretty awesome. It really is.
I can't do it.
No, you wouldn't throw up.
I would too. Would throw up. I'd get nauseous on the buses.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd have to sit right up front behind the bus driver to not get sick on that fancy bus.
Oh, this is my life, friends.
Oh,
this
so not cool.
Is my life. Stick with us. Your chance to win coming up. Before you tell us about cheese and lotto and the most productive day in Care Don't Care, can I tell you something real quick?
Sure.
The other day I was visiting with a woman, and she's an older woman. She's a lawyer, and she went to college in the 60s.
Okay.
Right? And she was talking about all these protests that are happening all over the college campuses.
Yeah.
And she goes, you know what? I used to protest just like that, but I didn't wear a mask.
Oh, she called them out.
She was like, I wasn't afraid. She goes, these punks, you call them punks.
Oh, God.
She goes, wearing masks. Yeah. Who does that? I thought, oh, wow.
How much do you really care about your cause if you're not willing to be associated with it?
Exactly. Yeah. And they're also, it's because of COVID. Nonsense.
Stop it.
Stop
it. They think we're dumb.
They really do. They think we're idiots.
Yeah.
But I thought that was very funny. I could see her out there in 1968 protesting the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
I could see it. Let's do Care Don't Care. What you got?
All right, Sandy. Do you care or don't care to find out which day of the week is the best day to be productive according to astrology?
According to astrology? Mm-hmm. I don't care because I don't believe in astrology.
Oh. All right.
If you just said based on science, I would have said I care.
But astrology makes it a more fun, interesting story. Based on science is definitely a no.
All right, tell me.
All right, it's Tuesdays.
Don't care. Move on.
Let me tell you why. Why astrology says it's Tuesdays. Mondays should not be the most productive day, aren't, because of the lunar influence. Those are the days that you really should sit back and reflect and record on that's going to come in the next few days. This astrologist also said that ancestors spent Mondays cleaning, cooking, and staying naked all day. How does she know that? How in the world does she know that?
Tuesdays. She doesn't. She's an astrologer. She's a liar. She is a professional liar and thief.
Naked all day. Come on. She's I'm saying that's anything wrong with that, but how does she know that?
Scam artist.
Tuesdays ruled by Mars. Better day to be aggressive and to get things done.
All right.
So Tuesdays. All right, Sandy, do you care or don't care to hear about a cheese scandal? It's a cheese scandal, and I will divorce you if you don't say you want to hear about this.
Why do I care about a cheese scandal? Right,
because this is a good one. I wouldn't have picked it if it wasn't.
All right, tell me.
Okay, a vegan cheese was a finalist for some kind of a cheese award, and as soon as the dairy industry found out, they got it disqualified. No reason given. The vegan cheese disappeared. They took the vegan cheese out.
So there's probably got to be rules for it to be real cheese.
I don't know. Either that or there's some mob-like cheese scandal going on here.
That's the same as a hot dog, a vegan hot dog being put into a hot dog contest. It's not a hot dog. It just looks like one.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's kind of suspicious. The vegan cheese made it all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it disappeared. That family's probably looking for that cheese. Probably worried sick. All right, finally, Sandy, do you care or don't care to find out about something that happened to somebody regarding a lottery ticket that I'm going to go ahead and tell you is the number one fear that I have regarding lottery gifts?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
That they gave it to someone and they won.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you how mad I'd be? A woman won $1 million from a Lucky Day lotto ticket in Illinois that she received from a fellow customer at a convenience store. For whatever reason, this person gave her this ticket, and this chick hit $1 million. That right there is my greatest fear in my lotto business, number one. And number two, why I will never, ever give lottery tickets as gifts.
You do it all the time.
No, I don't. Not tickets, scratch-offs.
Oh, scratch-offs you wouldn't be mad about if they won $1 million?
I'm just saying. You might have to give me a little bit if I'm the one. But I mean, is that not a fear of yours? Wouldn't you be furious if you gave somebody a lottery ticket and they won a crap ton of money?
I wouldn't be furious. All right, a woman recorded a really random thing in nature when a mama bear and a baby bear were going across a bridge. I know it sounds like a nursery rhyme, but it's not. And the bear fell off. The baby bear did. And wait till you hear this woman. It's pretty cool. It's in just a second. By the way, did you hear about this? Just weeks before hurricane season starts, insurance companies are dropping coverage for people in Florida.
I heard that.
Progressive has closed 100,000 policies.
Why would they wait until the week before hurricane season? That's the part that's kind of crappy.
That's real crappy.
Yeah.
I mean, super crappy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Can you imagine, though, living in an area that every year you have to go, hope my house didn't get blown down.
Yeah.
Hope my house didn't get flooded. Hope the hurricane didn't hit my house this year.
Yeah.
That is so stressful.
But there's really no escaping. You can't, the natural disaster things all over the place.
Well, I know.
If you think about a hurricane, you know it's coming.
I know.
Right.
I mean, you are, I'm just saying.
The tornado areas, things like that. But hurricanes seem to happen more on the regular than in the same areas, you know, than a tornado does. Anyway.
This is your daily audio file.
All right, listen to this. This is the woman who filmed the mama bear and the baby bear. Listen.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee that mama bear gave that baby bear a whip.
Don't you ever fall off a bridge again and make me chase you.
Right. Make me come all the way down here and get you, you stupid dumb bear. Stay. I told you to stay next to me.
Oh,
just that don't
baby
listen.
Bear was freaking out.
Oh, I bet he was too. Boy, they got a story to tell at Bear Thanksgiving. Whenever that is, right? Oh, this YouTuber. He was, did you hear about this?
Oh, is this the guy who got hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the headline and then I couldn't read it because I saw there was a video and I didn't want to see it.
All right. So what he was doing was recording himself while he was flying a motorized paraglider. He was going nearly 50 miles an hour and something went wrong. He fell 85 feet.
Oh.
You want to hear it?
I mean.
It's tough to listen to, but here you go. Listen. The paraglider.
48 miles per hour. Come on, baby.
Oh. Okay.
Stop.
Hey, Siri, call 911.
Yes, Liam, Sandy, stop it. That's terrible.
Okay, so we're down.
He was in pain. I think I already broke his neck.
He did hurt himself bad. That's for sure.
Yeah.
He broke his back, his neck, his fractured neck, back, pelvis, and broken arm. And he is going to be in surgery a lot.
He fell 85 feet out of the air.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's awful.
That's a dangerous hobby. Don't you think?
I think people should just stay on the ground like God intended.
Well, I think it was in Connecticut where this next story happened, where some zebras got loose. Four of them out running around.
Oh my God, please get away.
Hi, buddy. We were looking at a bunch of zebras eating grass on the side of the off-ramp. The cars on the off-ramp pulled over by the guardrail and lined up really close to kind of make a makeshift fence to keep them from coming up onto the off-ramp.
I've only ever seen them in a zoo, so that was a first.
This must be a joke.
They just started hanging out in the grass in somebody's yard over here across the street.
I called. So I found the missing zebras. They're in my yard. Not sure what to do.
Zebra, strange animal.
Why? What do you mean?
They kind of look like a cross between a donkey and a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I heard they're very aggressive. I think it's very cool that the people thought to make a wall of cars.
Yeah.
So they didn't go out into the... I wouldn't have thought to do that. I'd have been like, look at the zebras.
Like, did anybody have some rope?
I don't know. You can't lasso a zebra, can you? I mean,
you lasso anything.
I don't know. It's like the story we did last week. People are in traffic and some elephant went walking down the road. What's going on? I'm telling you, the animals are rising up.
They are rising up. That's our daily audio file. More coming up. All right. What are some of the top trending things out there right now? Before, just a minute ago, I had to ask you guys to think about this. Why are people, what's the reason of how many days search? Meaning people are typing in how many days until blank. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say until the end of the world.
No, till the last day of school.
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
oh, I know when the last day of school is.
We're like, what, 3-4 weeks away?
Almost four.
Yeah.
Between 3 and 4.
She can be done with her freshman year in high school.
I'm going to tell you this much.
It could not have gone better for her.
I mean, knock on wood, she had a great year.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it went so fast.
Wheels could come off.
I know.
Hey, did you have a patellar tendon issue?
What?
What'd you have wrong with your foot?
I had plantar fasciitis.
Oh,
plantar fasciitis warrior.
Because patellar tendon spiked over 1,000% over the past couple days.
Patella is your kneecap.
Yeah, so someone must have had a knee injury, and everyone was digging around about it.
Oh, like a famous person had a knee injury?
Yeah. Lifestyle Google Trends. What tree smells like birthday cake?
Oh my God, what's the answer?
I don't know. I didn't click it. You want me to find out?
Yeah, find out. I need to know what that is.
All right. Well, Google it while I tell other people. Just Google what tree smells like birthday cake. Other things that have been searched a lot. There was one just for you that I had here. Oh, the reindeer thing.
Baby reindeer.
That's the show that you recently watched at Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Why is it called Baby Reindeer?
Because the lady doing the stalking, if I'm remembering correctly, it's a term of endearment that she decided to start calling him.
Oh, baby reindeer?
Based on a true story, like a stuffed animal, baby reindeer stuffed animal. She equated something she had with this guy that she stalked. That's caused a whole uproar, that show, because it was based off true events. But even though the writer and Netflix went to great lengths to keep everybody's identities hidden, people, sleuths, think that they have identified the lady who is the stalker.
Oh, I believe them.
And now that lady supposedly is saying she's going to sue Netflix for revealing her identity.
Oh, well, they didn't do it. The sleuths did, right?
I know.
There's a big Reddit thread. Oh, that's what... Why do these pretty trees smell like urinal cakes?
Ew, I don't know about that one, but the Ponderosa pine is the one that smells like vanilla and butterscotch.
Really?
Ponderosa pine. What's that sucker look like?
That just sounds like a summer camp place.
I know, it really does.
Sounds like a place you go, rich kids go to summer camp.
Do you think it's a real tree? Because I clicked on images and it's all cakes.
I don't know.
Stick your nose into the bark of a tall Ponderosa pine.
No, thank you. Akuma. Is that the new Lion King thing?
No, that's Mufasa.
What's Akuma?
How do you spell it?
A-K-U-M-A.
Don't know.
Let's look. That's what Google's for, right?
Akuma.
Of course, my Google machine's not working right now. I don't know, but I know that the trailer for the new Lion King.
Some sort of a Street Fighter. A release date. I think it's a video.
All right. Anyway, those are some of the top trends right now. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. On 103.1, Austin's 80s station. Austin's 80s station, 103.1. It's the Sandy Show, brought to you by Our Bank, with 8 locations throughout Central Texas and online at www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Be sure to download the Sandy Show podcast. Give us a follow on Instagram. We'd appreciate it. It is at the Sandy Show Official. Now, this is the most exciting, boring things that adults do.
Yes, it's things that when you were young seemed so boring, but now that we're adults, are very exciting. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm the most adult I know based on this list, because I hit almost all of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Number one, slicing into a perfectly ripe avocado. I think it is very exciting. And you got about an 8-minute window to eat a perfectly ripe avocado before it goes bad.
You're right. I need to look up like how to do that on Instagram, how to cut an avocado. I never get it right.
You start at the stem and go down. You go stem to stem, not between the stems.
Oh.
Vertically, not horizontally.
Yeah, but then how do you cut it out of the thing?
How do you get the thing out?
Yeah.
You just tap the knife in it and twist.
Oh, okay. You're in charge of avocados.
I'm in charge of avocados.
Clearly, you know how to do it. I don't.
I've got it covered. The other thing, Instant Pots. I thought of you. Love an Instant Pot.
I don't necessarily love it. I mean, it's cool. It's not as fast as they say it is, but
I think ours is old. I think we just need a new one.
It just takes a while for it to build up the pressure to actually cook. The only thing I cook in it is corned beef and cabbage.
And you always are like, why didn't you do the boiled eggs in the Instapot?
Well, that's
easy. Because it's the exact same amount of time on the stove.
They do eggs perfectly, though.
I know, but so does the stove.
Yeah.
Organizing. Yes.
No, thanks.
That's me. Alone time. Yes.
Yeah.
That's me. Checking items off a to-do list. Yeah. Absolutely. Puzzles. It's like they wrote this for me.
Oh, man.
High quality bedding and then spending time sleeping in that bedding.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Trisha, thank you very much for helping me make my bed.
Oh, Sandy, I told you, I didn't know you were so bed challenged.
I am. I'm tremendously challenged when it comes to putting sheets and stuff on a bed.
Even with the little tag that said top or bottom and you put it on the side.
Didn't know. I slept the whole night with my sheets on sideways. I didn't know.
You were so defeated when you're like, will you please just help me make my bed?
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Because I'm not good at it.
How about this? I think this is when you like going to like CVS, a grocery store, and getting to swipe your loyalty card and watching the amount drop. Get credit for your points.
Oh, yeah.
You love that at a Jersey Mike's sandwich shop.
Oh, yeah. That's my points place.
That's your points
place. But when they say at the drugstore, the pharmacy or whatever, do you want to use your $5? Well, of course I do.
Who doesn't want to use their $5?
No, who says no? Yeah.
For a big purchase. Walking into a Costco. I don't like going to Costco.
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. Cleaning. Maybe. Yard work. Getting up early on a Saturday to go to a local farmer's market.
No.
Here's one for you, Sandy. Leftovers.
I love a leftover.
Love a leftover.
I do.
Refuse to heat them up, but you like to eat them.
Oh, that mac and cheese was good.
Eat it cold.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
You did it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Why does that make me so mad?
I did draw the line at that chicken noodle soup that you got from Costco. I couldn't eat that cold. I had to heat that up.
But you found that out after you ate it cold.
I had a whole bowl of it cold.
Disgusting.
That was good.
You're going to get botulism.
No, I'm not.
I sent you that article.
I didn't read it. Is that everything?
That's everything. We're super adulty. Yeah. Me, apparently, more than you.
Stay with us. We have more coming up.
Hey, it's Trisha. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Order yours at fueluphydration.com/Sandy.